Your trees are bothering him.
Conflict on their property line.
Do you claim he cut down trees on your property?
Yes.
How many?
Eight.
How many trees did you cut down?
None.
But this wife's not out of the woods yet.
Your Honor, can I say something?
No. Listen, you lied to me. Out. Out.
Judge Judy.
Your wife's not here anymore. You don't have to be afraid of her.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Jacqueline and Eric Zito are suing neighbor Drew Arneson for cutting down their trees.
Order. All rise. It's case number 279 on calendar in the matter of Zito versus Arneson.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Judge Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Have a seat, please.
Mr. and Mrs. Zito, you've been living in your house, according to you, for several years. The defendant, Mr. Arneson, purchased his house about a year ago. And the contention between the two of you was about some trees and perhaps a property line. And your houses are right next door to each other.
Correct.
I assume you have a photograph to show me, which I would like to look at. But in my mind's eye, from reading the complaint, I gather that the group of trees in question are between your house and your driveway.
Yes.
So you pull into that driveway, and the trees that you either cut down or pruned, you claim, were either on your property, if you cut them down, or the ones that you pruned by cutting off the branches were those that were encroaching on your property.
Yes, Your Honor.
So you couldn't open your car door and it was encroaching on your property. And you are complaining that he cut down, either in full or by pruning, your property.
Correct.
Now, so let's establish some things. Certainly, you would agree, Mr. Arneson, that if you cut down a full tree that was on their property, you would have to replace it.
Yes, Your Honor.
So we have that concession. You would agree that if your trees were encroaching on his property, he has a right to trim them.
Correct.
Do you claim that he cut down trees, a tree or more than one, that was on your property?
Yes.
How many?
Eight.
That were on your property?
Correct.
Cut them down from the bottom?
Correct.
How many trees in total did you cut down?
None.
Well, now I'd like to see the photographs.
Okay. Here's a view of the property before he started cutting down the trees. This is the tree he cut down on July 6, 2014, and then seven trees on August 9th.
No, let's take those first.
Okay.
Mr. Arneson, is this your house?
No.
This is your house?
Yes.
Who owns this property?
We do.
That's our shared property. That's the property line that the dispute is over.
You mean you each own half?
I have an overview picture that shows the property line.
I have a survey, Your Honor.
Well, I don't actually understand surveys. Does somebody say who owns this piece of property?
It's split between the two.
It's split between the two, and I have pictures to...
Just a second.
Sorry.
When you say it's split between the two, is it split in half, is my question.
No, it is not.
Because this is your property.
Yes.
And these trees look as if they're more on his property than they... This, your picture.
Right.
Your picture.
Can I show you the...
Shh. You can listen.
Okay.
This picture looks as if these trees are more on his side of the property than yours.
That's
the way it looks. You see the ground here, I don't know, a foot or more of the ground here, and you see none here, and you see the trees, your picture actually hanging over his property line. There's no question about that.
There is a question about that.
No, 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 no. Not according to your picture.
I have a property survey, Your Honor, and
listen,
it shows all the trees are on our property.
It's impossible. Listen to me. I'm looking at your picture. I don't know how to read a survey, and I assume you don't have a surveyor here as a witness. Your first picture. This is your house, this is their house, and this property is divided in half.
No, it's not divided in half.
How is it divided?
I can show you.
Then I'd like to see it.
These two pictures were taken by the surveyor, and it's dated in the back. This is the survey, the property line.
Now, don't show me a survey. I don't read surveys.
Okay, here's the post, and you'll be able to see all the trunks on that side, on our side. The post shows where the property line is.
This is your car.
Yes.
This is your car?
Uh-huh, yes.
These are your trees?
Yes.
When you look at this picture, Ms. Zito, and I'm not finished with him yet, but what I'm telling you is, when you look at this picture, your trees have many roots that
yes.
come out. Some are on your property, mm-hmm. and some are on his property.
Correct.
He cut some, left some, which looks absolutely ugly, by the way. Looks absolutely ugly. However, what this shows is that if you say, I'm just telling you, from a lay person's perspective, since you don't have any experts here, so you're asking me to use my lay person's eyes, your trees are bothering him. That's what it shows. If I were a tree lover, and it looks to me like you have the look of somebody who should be a tree lover.
Absolutely, Your Honor. Eugene,
Do
Oregon,
Do you understand
Your Honor.
What I mean? But these are beautiful, wonderful trees that probably can't be dug up and transplanted someplace else. And actually, what you did was destroy them.
No, Your Honor.
Oh, yes. Yeah, you did. Rarely do trees recover from that kind of an assault. Now, I know that I read your answer and you said, well, from their side, they couldn't even see it because from their side, I left green. That's what you said. Now, would this annoy me if I couldn't get out of my car easily because these trees were encroaching on my property? Absolutely. And he has every right to cut these down. They're encroaching on his property. Did he ever discuss with you how to resolve this tree issue?
No, he did not, Your Honor. He just did it when we were away on vacation.
Why did you do that, sir?
That's a lie, Your Honor. I absolutely tried to resolve
this
issue.
That is not a lie.
Just a second. Hey.
Many times. In fact, after the first tree, which was cut down because of a firework was in there, this is what the trees looked like after the removal of this. This is the first tree. We made an offer to pay half.
Tell me when.
It would have been around July 10th, I believe.
Okay, so July 10th of this year,
yes.
there was a firework, a fire in one of the trees that was started by...
July 5th. July 5th.
By fireworks?
Yes.
Your Honor, can I say something?
No. You could say when I ask you a question. Now, I'm listening, I'm going to figure out
okay.
who just lied to me and who told me the truth.
Thank you.
So I have pictures...
Shh. Sorry. If this was my neighbor, I would say, you know, there was a fire in this tree. I would have a discussion about how to resolve it. So I want you to tell me, she said you never had any discussion. They came home one day and the trees were cut down. And that sounds nasty. So I'm going to find out whether you're lying
Thank you.
Or whether he's nasty. Who did you speak to?
I spoke to Mr. Eric.
Spoke to him?
Yes.
Notice how quiet you are. And I want you to understand this very, very carefully. I'm a truth machine. That's why I'm here. Almost two decades. I believe that he did not cut down the trees without first having a conversation with your team. If it wasn't with her, then it was with somebody else. Take a deep breath, sir, because this is either going to be painful or not. Did he have a conversation with you sometime in the month of July of this year with regard to the trees?
Not before the first was cut down.
That's not what I asked you!
Yes, Your Honor, he did have a conversation
All right.
after.
That's after the first,
after the first ones.
Listen, you lied to me.
No,
you
I did
only
not.
Lie, you only lie once. You say,
Your Honor,
eight trees.
I did
Listen
not
to
lie.
Me. Listen to me. You only lie once. So, there was a fire in one of the trees.
That was.
I'm not speaking to you. I told you, you lost your chance right now to speak to me. Now I'm speaking to him. Do you understand?
Yes.
There was a fire over July 4th weekend that was caused by fireworks in one of the trees. Answer the question.
Correct. Well, I don't know if that happened.
We weren't
That's
there.
That's what he said. We weren't there. We were out,
out
of town.
Out. Out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Let's see if we can work out something so that we can resolve the problem. That would be a normal thing to say. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I do.
Your wife's not here anymore. You don't have to be afraid of her.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Eric Zito claims neighbor Drew Arneson cut down his trees without his permission. Drew says the trees had encroached on his property. He is countersuing for tree removal costs.
Now, you weren't there over July 4th weekend.
No, we weren't, Your Honor.
When you came home, you had a conversation with the defendant.
When the tree was already cut down.
Just, I said, when you came home, you had a conversation with the defendant.
I did not. My wife did.
Really? I thought he said he spoke to you.
He spoke to me, I believe it was 2 days after that initial cutting, that we, when we came home and saw that the tree was gone, we had the conversation.
Who's we?
My wife and I.
I want to know about your conversation with the defendant. Did the defendant say to you there was a fire in the tree?
He did, Your Honor.
Okay.
Yes.
And what did you say to him?
I said, wow. I mean, we were kind of floored about it because we came home and there was...
I didn't ask you floored. Did he come to your house or call you on the phone?
No, we went next door to his house.
And he said to you there was a fire in the tree caused by fireworks.
That was his explanation as to why the tree was cut down. Correct.
Now, what did he say to you when you came over there and spoke to him about the rest of the trees?
He said we would speak about what we were going to do.
Don't look over there. Look over here. He said...
He said that we would speak and further about what we were going to, how we were going to take care of the situation.
No, that doesn't sound right. You're over at his house. That doesn't
sound...
We're going to talk about the situation. What situation? What are you talking about? What situation?
That we were came home and saw that the tree was cut down, and then we were having a conversation about it.
Well, but that was already done. He was talking about the rest of the trees, and you know that.
Days after that.
The days after, just a second. So days after that, did you have a conversation with him?
I did. He approached...
Fine. Okay. And what does he say to you, and what do you say to him?
He pretty much came to me and said that he had plans to cut the rest of them down, that he would go to the city and have the trees...
I don't want to say what he pretty much... I want to say what your neighbor said to you. If he came over to you, unless he came over to you in an aggressive stance, he said, these trees, I would say to my neighbor, and I got a lot of neighbors all over the place, I would say, your trees are on my property, and they're bothering me. I can't get out of my car. Let's see if we can work out something so that we can... resolve the problem for me and for you. That would be a normal thing to say. So I don't want you to tell me what basically he said. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I do.
Your wife's not here anymore. You don't have to be afraid of her. You get it?
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You say, oh, my child was born and I'm going to plant a tree. You plant a little tree. It's right on the property line. And now your child is graduating from college. And now the trunk is on my property. I'm going to cut the tree in half.
And later today...
You know, Miss Roberts, it's really very stupid of you to come into court when there are documents here that belie everything that you told me. You start off lying to me, I discount everything else you tell me. Everything!
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Eric Zito claims neighbor Drew Arneson cut down his trees without his permission. Drew says the trees had encroached on his property. He is countersuing for tree removal costs.
So I would like you to tell me what he said to you.
He approached me to tell me that he had planned on cutting the rest of them down, that he would go to the city and have them deemed a fire hazard. And to that I said, for what I wanted to do was have him prove a property line because we weren't even sure whose trees they were anyways. That's the reality of it,
okay.
Is that it's...
No, let me tell you what the reality is from a lay person's perspective. This is your wife's picture. On your wife's picture, this is the property line. This is dirt. This is dirt. On this picture, you don't see any dirt on the defendant's property. It's all trees, so that... Minimally, all this stuff from here to here is on his property. And if he wanted to take a buzzsaw and go right down to his property line, he has an absolute right to do that. To me, it would make both houses look stupid. Wouldn't it make both houses look stupid to you to have half a tree?
Absolutely. I mean, that's why we're fighting so hard to not have them
removed. Well, you
can
fight all you like. He doesn't have to live that way, sir. You know, when you put up big trees, sometimes you put up you say, oh, my child was born and I'm going to plant a tree. You plant a little tree. It's right on the property line. And now your child is graduating from college. And this tree is now all over your neighbor's property. The trunk that was a little tiny stalk is now the trunk is on my property. I'm going to cut the tree in half. Sadly, what you should have done, in my judgment, is said, you know what? This is a problem for both of us. We bought the house with these. We like them, but clearly you don't have to live with them on your property. So let's get together, figure out a way to get them out because it's going to be expensive. Now, knowing you, you might have been reasonable. Wife, not so much. I like the trees. They're my trees. You can't cut them. Should have figured out a better way. Your case is dismissed. Serious, you counterclaim. You cut down the trees. clean up the debris. That's all.
Thank you, Your Honor.
What is our excuse? You may step out.
If they had come to us before they cut down the first tree, it probably would have worked out.
Absolutely a lie. We offered many times.
It is unfortunate that we can't seem to work it out.
I just had enough.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Darrenforth versus Roberts. Step forward.
Derek Darrenforth is suing neighbor Breck Roberts for vet bills, lost wages, and pain and suffering due to a dog attack.
Miss Roberts, your two pit bulls, you have two pit bulls.
I have one.
Who has the other one?
I don't have another dog. I just have one dog, Dax.
Is that right?
No, I believe two came out of her front door.
Who was visiting you?
I was getting ready to go to my dad's house for my birthday.
Let me put it to you this way, Miss Roberts. Were there two pit bulls in your house on the day of this incident?
Just one, just my dog.
Okay. This took place on May 8th. You were on your way out. The door was open in your house. The plaintiff is walking his dog, and the plaintiff says that he actually says two pit bulls came running out of the house. You say only one attacked him and his dog. He wants to be compensated for his vet bills, his medical bills, his lost wages, and his pain and suffering. Your dog, for a period of time on May 8th, was out of your control.
He was in the house the whole time.
No, he wasn't in the house the whole time, according to you. The door was open, and he ran out of the house.
He did.
Well, then, your dog was out of your control. And on May 8th, if the dog caused injury, whose responsibility do you think that is?
I do not believe it's my responsibility. His dog was not on a leash either, and his dog was actually more aggressive in the situation.
Okay. Mr. Darrenforth, why don't you tell me what happened on the 8th of May? You were walking your dog.
I was walking my dog, Barnaby.
Which is a Labrador.
It's a Labrador, yes.
Were you walking the dog on a leash?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Barnaby and I were coming around the neighborhood, and we had passed the defendant's house, and she had opened the door, and two of her pit bulls had run outside the front door, and one continued immediately across the street and immediately, without provocation, bit my dog on the neck. In the process of trying to release her dog from my dog, he ended up biting me on the hand. And for a good minute that had transpired within that attack, I fell over and hurt my shoulder. And then after that minute, her boyfriend had come across to help pull the dog away from my dog. Afterwards, I went home. I had then taken my dog, Barnaby, to the vet.
Can I see the vet report and any other official reports that you made on or about May 8th?
Here you go.
You know, Miss Roberts, it's really very stupid of you to come into court when there are documents here that belie everything that you told me. You were babysitting for your father's dog? Speak.
Yes.
You were babysitting for your father's dog?
Yes, Kinley.
All right.
But she
just,
was...
Just a second. I asked you a question earlier. Is there another dog? No, only one. I'm reading your statement, not his, to the authorities. So there were two dogs. You also told the authorities that the plaintiff's dog was on a leash.
No, his dog was not on a leash.
Chocolate Lab Retriever who was on a leash. That's what you told them. The same paragraph where you told them that you did have another dog in the house. You start off lying to me, I discount everything else you tell me. Everything.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by... Want justice? Go to JudgeJudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Now, your dog's name is Dax?
Yes.
Per the suspect, that's you. Mm-hmm. Dax came out of his open front yard to sniff the dog Barnaby, who was on a leash. The bite victim, Derek, freaked out and grabbed Dax. The two dogs started fighting. Your dog was injured?
Yes, ma'am.
You were injured?
Yes, ma'am.
I don't know how much, but clearly you sought medical attention that day, and that was all as a result of Miss Roberts' mishandling of her two dogs, hers and her father's. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $1,800.
That's
all.
We even hear from
out. I don't take witnesses. When a party lies to me, I don't take a witness.
You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy. A car seller is on the hook.
He got pulled over in this vehicle 26 times while he failed to register out of our name. There's $3,000 worth of damages to this vehicle from his girlfriend getting in a hit and run.
Next, Judge Judy.
My My dog did go outside of the house after hearing his dog barking.
I believe it was more than fair.
He immediately jumped onto my dog and he fell.
She made the right decision for this case.
He lost his pants and he was naked in the middle of the street.
She would have never known my pants would have fallen off had her dog been on a leash.
Hopefully he'll stick to his embarrassment at his house.
Put your dog on a leash. It's California law.